WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon, Z Country, and thanks for tuning in to another Tusk Talk episode. And with me today is Yorksville Fire Department Chief Justin Edwards, along with Captain Wes Dillon. Thanks, guys, for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and with this being your guys' first time on our weekly series, I wanted to talk a little bit about your specific department and kind of what your coverage area is and how many employees you have.
We're currently at a total strength of 21. 7 of those firefighters are career firefighter paramedics, and 14 paid per call or volunteer members. Break that down a little bit. 9 of those firefighters are paramedics, and 3 are EMTs. We typically were placing a high priority on training in our department, so we have somebody in some type of continuing or further education all the time. Currently, we're responsible for fire protection in the city of Yorksville, obviously, and Mill and Union Township by contract.
Okay.
So about 8,500 people. Through mutual aid agreements, we go help out. We do run with New Philly pretty often. We come up to New Philly for all their structure fires to provide a RIT team, which is Rapid Intervention Team. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And Captain, you know, I mean, obviously you have to continue with your training as well, being on the department. Is there anything that throughout the years, like changes in terms of new technology that comes out, whether from the department standpoint or like new technology and vehicles that you have to think about?
The most recent thing our department's done, 6 of our career firefighter paramedics have gone basically all over the state. We've been to Cleveland, Columbus, attending Resuscitation Academy, basically going over new findings in science with sudden cardiac arrest and how we can better save these folks. It's called basically high-performance CPR. They've changed the way we used to do CPR. It's all changed now. They found great success in it, and their cardiac arrest survival rates have gone up.
And then, of course, you know, as you'd mentioned with this training, has the call volume changed to any? And what type of calls are you guys seeing now? I know drug-related probably is a lot more than what it was, say, 10 years ago, maybe versus medical conditions now.
Sure. I mean, we're facing the same problems as every mm-hmm. community, you know, in Ohio and around us. Like you said, the drug epidemic, there's a lot of different groups out there. We try to participate in them that are trying to help with that issue. You know, we face the same aging population as most of the communities around us do. So ultimately, emergency medical service calls are on the rise.
And has anything else changed over the years? I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, even your guys' equipment has changed over the years. You know, you got a new fire truck, I believe it was 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. The last couple of years, we've been really successful with grant writing. We try to write as many grants as possible to stretch the tax dollars that we receive from our citizens as far as we can. We're successful with those grants a lot of times because we partner with the communities around us. We also received grants from the federal government for SCBAs, which you might refer to as air packs that we wear on our backs, provide us fresh air in that, you know, nasty environment we go into.
And then, of course, speaking of those services that the Yorksville firefighters provide for that community, how is that new ambulance working out? It's only been a couple of months into operations for this year, and, of course, that was a major thing through funding as well.
Sure. We put it in service in
July 12th or 13th.
Yeah, July 2019. We're very proud of it. It's a good piece of equipment. We're proud to be able to offer those folks that were taken in their time of need.
I think along with you know, the purchase of the new ambulance, we've seen a trend. Our first year in 2016, when we started the transport ambulance as a backup, the first year we did 26 transports. The second year was in service, we did 60 transports. Last year we did 97, and this year we're up to 99 already, and we're, you know, we still got 4 more months left. The need was definitely there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we had talked about technology a few minutes ago. And one thing that I've seen at, you know, car shows and stuff is people have older ambulances there. And just seeing the inside of an ambulance compared to today's ambulance, technology has changed so much for you guys in terms of what you guys can fit in there now and the different things that you can do.
Right. You know, the technology and EMS, I mean, it's ever evolving. Same with fire. You know, we purchased a couple years ago a LifePak 15. It's a cardiac heart monitor. Mm-hmm. Bonus with this is if someone's having a heart attack, you know, we do what's called a 12-lead EKG, and if we notice if someone's having a heart attack, we hit a transmit button to Altman or Mercy, whichever cardiac center we're going to go to. It'll go to their ER. They'll read it. This guy's having a heart attack. They notify the cath lab. So when we arrive on scene, we'll go straight to the cath lab with these patients, and they'll have the team already set up.
Well, that's going to wrap up this Test Talk edition with Yorksville Fire Department Chief Justin Edwards and Captain Wes Dillon. Anything else you guys would like to add?
Yeah. A few other things we like to remind our citizens is we do offer free smoke detectors to our community. We have to limit that to a couple of household, but it's on a kind of a situation-to-situation basis. Mm-hmm. Evaluate your needs, and we'll get you as many as we can. So we urge anybody that lives in our region or area to come in and get a smoke detector if they cannot afford to go buy one.
Absolutely. And of course, you guys are going to be giving away some free detectors on, in October, rather, right. During a special day.
October 8th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the fire department. We're going to have an open house during Fire Prevention Week. We'll have, you'll be able to look at the ladder truck, the new ambulance, all of our equipment. We'll be out on display. We'll have some popcorn, some cookies and punch for the kids. We'll have a smokehouse there that you can go through. Kids can kind of see that environment a little bit and learn what to do during a fire or an emergency in their home. We'll have some other materials to hand out. And you can meet all the firemen, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Well, once again, Yorksville Fire Chief Edwards and Captain Dillon taking time out to be here at WTUZ. And if you missed any part of today's discussion, you can find that audio on WTUZ.com under the podcast section. For Z Country's Test Talk series, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.